Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling the story of American government. You know, the best way to preserve a nation is from the bottom up, not the top down. This is lesson 16 of our series, and we're going to talk about how the English brought the shire to America, or the county. Let's talk about it. Well, so far we've been dwelling on local governments in this series, and that's important. Most people, when they study government, they begin with the national government, and they give very little notice to the county, and the local governments. We're doing the opposite here, because in America, the government of America developed from the townships, the local communities, all the way up to the nation, last of all. And so in this series, we're giving the historical development of American government, which begins with the individuals and the townships. And that's why we've been spending so much time here on local governments. Now, one historian wrote this: "One of the glories of colonial democracy was the local governments, in which the will of the people was least restrained. They were all founded upon the English system of shires or counties, parishes, which we know are the townships, and boroughs or cities. But the colonies made many changes and improvements." I like those words. The colonies did make many changes and improvements. The English brought their heritage to the American shores, and the Americans conformed those practices to their particular needs. That's why America is an experiment. And in many cases, we've improved upon many of the things that were carried over from the old world. Now, we've been talking about the English shire or county and its development both before and after the Norman conquest. Let's now look at how the English brought the ancient shire or county to America and conformed it to their needs. The first English settlers knew the county as a district for the administration of justice. So, when they crossed the ocean, they brought with them their sheriffs, coroners, and quarter sessions. In 1635, the General Court of Massachusetts appointed four towns as places where courts would be held quarterly. That's where we get the quarter sessions from. And these were Boston, Salem, Ipswich, and Cambridge. And then in 1643, the colony was divided into four shires. These were Suffolk, Essex, Middlesex, and Norfolk. Then the militia was organized following the ancient English practices. Here's how. The militia of each town formed a company, and the companies of the shire formed a regiment. So we see that the county was a judicial district with a courthouse, jail, and sheriff. After 1697, the court, which was held by the Justices of the Peace, was called the Court of General Sessions. It tried criminal cases not involving the death penalty or banishment. Yeah, they did banishment back then. And civil cases, which consisted of values less than 40 shillings. And the court also controlled the highways going from town to town and the county taxes among the towns. Well, the governor of the various colonies appointed many commissioners who governed in the county courts. In the southern counties, the county courts did most of the local governing as well. And that's because, as we learned, the Virginians' way of life was different than those in New England. In New England, the township was the main government, where in Virginia, because of the size of plantations, the county was the main government. We're going to talk about that more next as we examine the old Virginia county. All right, this is Dan Sheridan. That's all I have time for. Until our next lesson, remember this: be good to one another, because we're in this together.